Welcome to Here's to Your Health with Joshua Lane. Here's to Your Health discusses the current thinking in wellness, bringing you the most influential thinkers in beauty, fitness, and longevity. Your host, Joshua Lane, was part of the Dr. Ann Wigmore team that helped bring wheatgrass, sprouts, and raw foods to a worldwide audience. And now the host of Here's to Your Health, Joshua Lane.
We're back. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Here's to Your Health. I'm your host, Josh Lane. And calling in today is Scott Tipps. Scott is the president of the National Health Federation, and I'm happy to say that Scott is a regular contributor to the show, and the National Health Federation is doing some remarkably important work in protecting the consumers of not only the United States, as it turns out, but the world. Scott is helping to protect us, and the National Health Federation helps to protect us by keeping industry in check when industry oftentimes simply wants to sell a product that is not very good for us, but they don't seem to necessarily care that much about it. They can make some money on it, and they're going to push that product. I don't want to sound too crude when I say that, but unfortunately, this seems to be occurring. And the National Health Federation, which has been around since 1955, and Scott Tipps, who's the president of the National Health Federation these days, has been doing some very good work. Scott, thank you for calling in. Please tell us what you've been working on.
Thanks, Josh. Basically, we've been working on the National Health Federation, that is, and I have been working on this zilpaterol problem, and you already alluded to it in your intro, for which I thank you very much. The zilpaterol is a beta agonist drug, and it is like a steroid, and it's given to animals. If anyone who's a meat eater is going to be dosed with residues of zilpaterol in the meat they eat, whether it's pork, beef, turkey, many chickens, and the like. But the problem is that the levels at which they set this are dangerous, not only for us, for humans, but dangerous for the animals themselves. You have all sorts of downer pigs. You have hooves falling off cattle, so much so that Merck, the manufacturer of this drug, took it off the market. But they're trying to get it back on the market again through Codex Alimentarius. And the way that works is that if they get a standard approved by the Codex Alimentarius Commission, then they will be able to sell it worldwide unless a country erects a trade barrier to it. Then they stand the chance of being called on the carpet before the World Trade Organization for a trade dispute. But in any event, they will be able to sell it worldwide. So in a nutshell, what happened, Josh, is that last April at the Chicago meeting of the committee with this long, ridiculous name, Codex Committee on Residues of Vet Drugs and Food, CCRVDF, NHF was the key player to stop this standard from being approved. And then what happened is that because we had stopped it, the Merck people, through their little minions, were so angry at NHF that they had us, they went up and said, look to the Codex Science people. They're calling your science junk science, so that NHF was to actually denounced, kind of a badge of courage, really, a badge of honor, is that we were denounced from the head table for having called Codex Science, which approved of zilpaterol, having called it junk science. In fact, they said, they countered, no, it's real science. In any event, so you know you're doing something right when you get Merck, a $40 billion company, to resort and stoop to little tactics like this. They also went up to the Codex Secretariat, who's the head of the Codex organization on a functional level, and they had a picture on the phone, the Merck guy, had a picture on his phone of me taken with the Codex Secretariat, and tried to intimidate the Codex Secretariat by saying, this isn't going to look good if we show this around. So these are the kind of lowlifes that we're dealing with at Codex meetings. They could care less about anyone's health. And we stopped this standard, so good for us. The other ones who were responsible for stopping it were the European Union, Russia, Iran, and I'm sorry, I'm forgetting one or two other, Norway and Switzerland. And the other thing is, meeting in Rome, Italy, where the actual commission, the parent body for these various committees, just met. And there, one of the big topics of discussion was how unscientific the committee, the vet residue committee, had been in not approving and forwarding on for approval by the Codex Commission this standard for zilpaterol. So they were trying to take everyone to task, and they were trying to say, well, you can only have scientific reasons for opposing any standard, and since you didn't have any, then it wasn't proper. Well, when I got a chance to speak out at this Rome meeting, I said, look, the EU may have said it was for non-scientific reasons, but we, NHF, argued at that meeting, and we're arguing here, that it's for very scientific reasons that you don't want to approve zilpaterol. And the fact that it wasn't approved by Codex, the committee meeting, far from being some catastrophe, reflected much credit upon Codex itself. And so, you know, that it would act and not just blindly send forward to adoption a standard, it actually reflected credit on Codex. So that's where we're at now. The next meeting of the committee will be in 2 years' time, and I can assure you, Joshua, we will have a big battle on our hands. We don't know where that meeting will take place. Since the United States government is the host of that particular committee, it most likely will be somewhere in the United States, but it won't meet until 2020. And you can be sure that Merck and its minions will pull out all the stops to get this ball moving again on zilpaterol.
We're speaking with Scott Tipps, who's the president of the National Health Federation, and the National Health Federation helps protect consumers not only in the United States, but actually worldwide. So, Scott, are you saying that zilpaterol has now been defeated and it is no longer allowed to be legally used on pork and beef?
Well, it's not to be lawfully used in international commerce unless you have a bilateral agreement, say, between Argentina and Brazil. But just in general international commerce amongst Codex member states, and this covers 99% of the world's population, it doesn't have an approved standard, so no. Let's put it this way. There could be a sneaky agreement that allows it to be sold, but if a country or a region like the European Union says, no, we aren't going to accept your trade goods because they're contaminated, they're doped up with this zilpaterol drug, then there's nothing the exporting state can do against it, the EU, for example, because they can't go running to the WTO and say, look, they've erected an unfair trade barrier, you know, punish them, which is what they were doing with GM foods to Europe and all this other stuff. This is the problem we have. See, you know, Trump is talking about the EU's, you know, trade barriers, but some of them, not all of them, but some of them are actually quite sensible because they're based on health reasons. They don't want to accept our garbage foods. They don't want to accept GMO-tainted food, glyphosate-ridden food. They don't want to accept, you know, Frankenstein fish, you know, all sorts of things like this. So, you know, people have to figure into the equation that it's not all about dollars and cents or euros and cents. It's about some other factors that go well beyond the dollar figure or the euro figure. So I'm not criticizing Trump or I'm not supporting him. I'm just saying that people need to wake up and realize that it's more than just dollars and cents. So bottom line, answering your question, it can still be sold if there are bilateral agreements between people, but it's a lot more difficult because there's no Codex standard for the WTO to refer to and then lower the boom on any of quote, offending, close quote, country that refuses to accept zilpaterol-tainted meat.
Yes. We are speaking with Scott Tipps, who's the president, and I guess the chief negotiator for the National Health Federation, just came back from a meeting in Rome, July 4th. So, Scott, now at this meeting, I noticed in some of the information you sent to me, that the meeting started at 9 a.m. on July 4th and ran till almost 10:30 at night. That's an awful long official meeting, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Well, they were trying to get everything done, and you're sharp to notice that, because normally it isn't that long. I mean, occasionally it happens, but they didn't want to have to run the session over till Thursday, because the staff needs Thursday as time to prepare the report that is then reviewed and read and considered and corrected on Fridays. So that's why they did it. So it was a really long meeting. And the sad thing, in some respects, was that the U.S. delegation, Codex delegation, had invited most of the delegates, not me, because I'm not one of their fan club members, to go to the U.S. Embassy to celebrate the 4th of July there. And a lot of these people didn't get to go because, obviously, getting out at 10:30 at night, and by the time you get there, it's there's no time to,
right.
You know, it's already over.
Yeah, it's July 5th.
So it was a long time, and they didn't give much in the way of breaks. In fact, none. So finally, it was called to a halt only because the translators left.
Right, right. Yeah, they had enough. That we're going home. We're speaking with Scott Tipps, the president of the National Health Federation, an organization that really supports you as a consumer, as an American, keeps you healthier. And it's amazing what kind of goes on, how a small organization like the National Health Federation, been around since 1955, can be helpful. Scott, what are some of the other issues that people need to know about the National Health Federation, how it supports us? Because I think the average person is shocked to hear some of the things that you're saying. They just had no idea what's going on. People think they're being protected when, in essence, unfortunately, oftentimes, large industry kind of calls the shots.
You're absolutely right, Josh, and thank you for asking that question, because it really is a key. So, for example, at the Chicago meeting in April of this year, at the Vet Residue Committee meeting, the only ones who were really speaking out for the consumer was the National Health Federation. Now, the EU, Switzerland, and Norway also took very pro-consumer positions, and I thank them, and I still thank them for that. But the only dedicated consumer group that was there fighting for all of us was the National Health Federation. We just go there because of, you know, we don't get any government funding. We don't have large corporations like Merck funding us. You know, at that meeting, the same meeting, they have this little phony front group called Health for Animals, but we've renamed them. We call them Drugs for Animals because it's really about drugs. It's not about health. And so these are the little Merck, you know, clones who were there. They had 14 there, just in the Drugs for Animals group, let alone
14.
How many they had sprinkled amongst the various country delegations.
Wow. Okay, so we're chatting with Scott Tipps from the National Health Federation. Scott, we have a few minutes left. How can we contact the National Health Federation? What should we do?
Please join us, and it's only $45 a year. Go to NHF.com, and just click on the member join page and just join there, or give a donation, or even if you just want to be informed, sign up for the email list. But we do a lot more than just Codex. It's just that we're the only health freedom group working globally, and so that's why we're best known for that. But we're also so prominent on the vaccine front, water fluoridation front, just general health, supporting your right to choose supplements, homeopathy, and the like. And so we've been doing that since 1955 as the world's oldest health freedom group. But you please go to our website. We were hacked very badly, but it's up now and it's running fine. And you can learn more there. You can read the full report there, as a matter of fact, on the homepage about the meeting in Rome. And in any event, that's the main thing. But we can't be at these meetings without people's support and donations, whether it's $10 or $1,000. It all adds up and it helps. And there, believe it or not, a few individuals who are making quite a difference through us and doing it very, very directly by doing that. And that's simply by giving us a donation that allows us to go to these meetings. And we aren't able to go to all the meetings, Josh. We weren't able to go to the pesticide residue committee meeting in China because we didn't have the funds for it. So you can see that's where glyphosate is up on the table. And we weren't able to fight against it this year simply because we need to have funds to go. Now, we go to a lot of these meetings, five or six every year, but we can't go to everyone unless we get the funds.
Right.
So I appreciate your asking. And I especially appreciate any of you out there who will give us your support, because this is your way to make a difference directly in the lives of 7 billion souls worldwide.
I completely agree with you. We have been speaking with Scott Tipps, the president of the National Health Federation, an organization doing excellent work to protect consumers, American consumers, and consumers worldwide. They've been doing this since 1955. I would ask you on a personal level, if you'd like to support something that's really doing very good work, please make a contribution to the National Health Federation. Go to their website, check out the information they offer. I think you'll find it very interesting and very important work. I'd like to thank Scott Tipps for taking the time to speak with us today. He's calling in from Europe, where he's, you know, working for us. So once again, National Health Federation, Scott Tipps, the president. This is Josh Lane. You're listening to Here's to Your Health, and we're going to take a short break, and we will be right back after these important messages. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Here's to Your Health with Joshua Lane. If you have any questions about the guests or topics discussed tonight, please give us a call at 818-707-0005. That number is 818-707-0005. This is Josh Lane. On behalf of the cast and crew, I would like to wish you a healthy and safe good evening.